It's Wednesday, July 12th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Understanding the new EU-US data transfer framework, a guide for IT companies, and the link between mature cybersecurity programs and business success from an Accenture report. This is the Business of Tech. A new deal between the EU and the US was completed on Monday, allowing data transfers between the two regions. Listeners will remember that the previous framework was struck down in 2020. Companies in the US that find themselves receiving European personal information can elect to participate in the new framework program, operated by the US Department of Commerce. It is not mandatory, and other transfer mechanisms may exist. These include binding corporate rules as well as standard contractual clauses. To participate, among other things, companies must publicly confirm that they will adhere to specific privacy obligations, ranging from data minimization and retention to limits on data sharing. Making this public commitment gives standing for the FTC to bring enforcement under Section 5 of the FTC Act. The program will be reviewed on an ongoing basis by the EU to ensure it meets adequate levels of protection, including the first review in 1 year. In addition to limiting the amount of overseas data that U.S. intelligence can gain access to, the new framework establishes a data protection review court that can independently investigate and resolve complaints, as well as order the deletion of data. U.S. companies will also need to follow a set of privacy obligations, including a requirement to delete personal data, quote, when it is no longer necessary for the purpose for which it was collected. They must also ensure these safeguards are in place when this data is shared with third parties. Also of note, state privacy laws in Colorado and Connecticut went into effect on July 1st. The laws apply to entities that do business in their states and companies that process a certain amount of data about customers in their states. Under the new laws, residents of each state will have the right to request companies to delete their personal information, ask for a company of the information businesses have collected about them, opt out of the sale of their data, and more. Why do we care? Data compliance is a great service. It's ongoing, as you cannot set it and forget it. Squarely in the realm of consultative, it screams for monthly recurring revenue, and it's high value, leveraging customer data for business needs. That's the reason we care. According to Thales' latest report, just 45% of sensitive data stored in the cloud is currently encrypted, despite 39% of respondents having experienced a breach in their cloud environments in the last 12 months, up 9% from the previous year. Despite the increase in sensitive data being stored in the cloud, only a fifth, at 22%, of respondents reported that more than 60% of their sensitive data is protected with encryption. Cyber insurance pricing is down by 9% in 2023, following an all-time high at the end of 2022, despite ransomware activity having increased 48% year-over-year. The average U.S. ransomware payment also went up by 55% year-on-year. Things are more nuanced in 2023, according to a report published by the Howden Group. Activity relented in 2022, accompanied by the implementation of mitigations and risk controls by companies, before surging again in 2023. Zscaler notes that there also has been a 40% increase in global ransomware attacks. Accenture has one too. The report found that only 30% of organizations have a mature cybersecurity program, and that organizations that excel at cybersecurity are more likely to achieve target revenue growth, market share, and customer satisfaction. And the White House, just before the July 4th holiday, said that it wants agencies across the U.S. government to prioritize disruption campaigns that are, quote, so sustained, coordinated, and targeted that they render ransomware no longer profitable. The letter says departments and agencies must prioritize five different cybersecurity efforts when constructing their budgets: the defense of critical infrastructure, investments in resilience, international partnerships, using government purchasing power to shape the software market, and dismantling threat actors. Why do we care? In summary, defenses such as encryption aren't readily deployed, moving in fits and starts, while the opponents continue to surge, and the White House is going on the offensive. with a focus on ensuring businesses do not pay ransoms. I continue to believe this isn't a more tools solution. Frankly, less is more. Simply getting the ones you have properly deployed with customers is the bar. And competing on security should not be hard. The baseline's pretty low. The tolerance for incompetence here is waning. The Accenture report offers insight that I believe isn't used enough. Cybersecurity competency is linked to business success, including revenue growth. I've commented that security is an expense. Accenture says I'm wrong. That should matter to your customers. Want to learn from the best virtual CISOs in the business? Sonomi's ebook, 7 Tips from Top Virtual CISOs, is now available to help you maximize services, increase revenues, and improve margins. What are the barriers to achieving long-term vCISO delivery success? Why being a vCISO is so demanding? How to take the time out of many of the most vital vCISO duties, and how to use automation to enable rapid scaling of those services. Learn from successful providers how they do it, and all for a free download. Visit Cynomi.com/resources, that's Cynomi.com, so you can vCISO at scale. Today, National Simplicity Day. Here's some insight in Simplify for sure. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.